on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Housing Minister has confirmed that part of the regulations contained in the Enhanced Micro Redress Scheme will be signed today. Strong winds have hit Donegal once again, with power outages being experienced. The provision of two new multi-million euro business, enterprise and innovation centres in Letterkenny is a step closer. And a marine biologist has expressed concern after parts of the jaw and teeth were removed from the bodies of two sperm whales washed up on beaches in Donegal last week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, followed by Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore. First in news though, the Housing Minister has confirmed that some of the regulations contained in the Enhanced Micro Redress Scheme will be signed today. The CEO of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, told a special meeting today that Minister Dara O'Brien gave assurances at a housing summit held in Dublin yesterday that the regulations around engineering fees and emergency works would be signed this evening. The Minister stressed that he wanted to keep the regulations simple for both the Council and homeowners to ensure funds are available quickly. Chair of the Council's Micro Redress Committee, Councillor Martin McDermott, says it's welcome progress.
The Chief Executive of the Council, John McLaughlin, has confirmed that the signing of the regulations, which will allow people to get their money back, people that have paid engineers' fees, it would allow that to proceed. Now, that probably will take a little bit of time through the council then to get money back to everyone, but the minister did state that he wanted to be as quickly and as streamlined as possible, so that's good news, and he has said that to the chief executive. And also that the emergency funding, that has also been signed off this evening, the emergency 5,000 to allow people to do works to their house. I think that's vitally important after the weekend that we had with the ones. There's a number of people that are in a position that they need to do emergency works to their house. Now, people have to be through stage one of the application process to claim the money back through that. But look, at least it's moved on, and it's good news for homeowners, at least that they will be able to get the money back that they've been waiting on now for some people up to a year and a half.
Agriculture Minister Charlie McConlough was also present at today's meeting. He described mica as an issue of our lifetime and a daily trauma for affected families. Minister McConlough says Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has committed to ensuring legislation for the Enhanced Micro Redress Scheme is passed through the Dáil by summer.
We're all united in the objective of supporting homeowners to get every home fixed and moving this scheme and making it getting the new scheme into place as quickly as possible is going to be really important. It was welcome today that both Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, and Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, co-signed the regulations to enable the council now to commence paying homeowners for the test work that they had carried out, and also those regulations as well enable the payment and the commencement of the €5,000 emergency works capacity and option as well. But of course, the next step then at national level is the publication of the legislation. The Minister and the Department of Housing are working in that, and the absolute government commitment is to ensure that that is through both the Dáil and the Senate by the summer. The Minister is working to have it to try and ensure that the legislation is published in the next number of weeks. And then, of course, then to following on from that to put the scheme and the new scheme in place. But what's also important is trying to ensure that that transition period, that we ensure that the scheme does continue to work, and in the meantime that the houses continue to be able to be processed as much as possible, and also of course then by the end of February the really important job of work, which is the Charter Surveyors, are completing as well in terms of updating the costings to reflect the updated build of cost to ensure that there is a 100% grant available reflecting the market as of today. And that's a really important piece of work as well, which we're expecting the Chartered Surveyors to have completed by the end of February.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin will travel to Brussels this evening for an emergency meeting of EU leaders. It's expected they'll agree fresh sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. The Taoiseach also says plans are being finalised to allow Ukrainians a visa-free entry into Ireland.
This, we believe, will be particularly helpful to Ukrainian families here who may want their loved ones to join them. There will be a significant migration issue arising from these attacks. We will have to play our part in helping those who will have to flee Ukraine, and we'll do that in solidarity with our European colleagues.
A severe weather warning for wind has come into effect for Donegal. The status orange warning will remain in place until 7 o'clock this evening. Strong to gale force west to northwest winds are being felt across the county, with severe gusts of up to 130 kilometres per hour forecast. Well, over 450 properties across Donegal have been affected by power outages this evening, namely in Kerrykeel, Stranorder and Carndonagh. ESB say crews are working to repair the faults, with power expected to be restored later tonight. The provision of two new multi-million euro business, enterprise and innovation centres in Letterkenny is a step closer. The project under the Council's Part 8 development process has been given the green light at a special meeting of the Council earlier today. The proposed development will include the demolition of the former ESB and office premises and existing sheds to the rear of the site located on the Pierce Road. Local Councillor Kieran Brogan says it will create huge opportunities for the entire northwest region.
There's going to be huge opportunity for the regeneration of that part of town, and I think we're talking about a total square footage of almost 60,000 square footage of incubation and business space and jobs opportunity, along with housing development as well. It will open up that whole part of town, but this is a real statement by the local authority, first of all, going forward, and I'm confident that we will receive the support of the government in this project, and indeed I've been working closely as chair of the Northwest Regional Cross Border Group, and we're fully committed, because it's just not about Letterkenny, this is about the development of the region, the Northwest City region, and how we can continue to develop, working closely with the LYA team, working closely with all the agencies in Enterprise Ireland as well, acknowledge their input to this as well. This is a very positive development for the Northwest, and for us as a local council has shown that we're willing to take the steps when it comes to regeneration, and hopefully the private investment will follow through as well.
When would you see the project go into construction stage and being completed potentially? Obviously, we do know it's quite early doors yet.
Yeah, well, the CPO is not concluded yet. I would expect that to happen over the course of the next number of months, so I don't want to preempt any of that. But I think following on from that process, then we can allow the project, hopefully, get the funding that's needed to get it to the next stage, to allow it to go to tender. So I would imagine an awful lot will happen over the course of the next 12 months in this.
Meanwhile, the local area plan for Buncrana has been given the go-ahead to progress further. The plan is to move forward in tandem with Bundoran and the Twin Towns. Councillor Donoghue says it will mean the plan will be fast-tracked by a year, paving the way for lands to be zoned for housing construction. Councillor Donoghue says it's major news for the peninsula, with the ever-rising housing waiting list and the area being regarded as the epicentre of the mica crisis.
So we're going to do the environmental assessments and all that as one rather than three separate runs of assessments, because we just wouldn't have the staff to do it. This is a much faster route. And with the critical situation regarding mica families in Buncrana, as you know, Buncrana has 75% of the mica affected families of Anishinaabe, and it's crucial just that this Buncrana plan is begun and before houses start being demolished and all of that. So this is a quicker way to get the plan started, and I'm delighted. And I want to thank the senior planners for listening to us and for including us with the other towns and with the county council. And as you know, resources are going to be a key component to progress this work and deliver for the needs of the people of the county. But it wouldn't be feasible just to do them all separately. I know it's a very ambitious plan, but I was told that the planning section feel that although it's challenging, it is doable.
More than 1,200 diabetic patients are currently awaiting review appointments at Letterkenny University Hospital. Latest figures show that 563 patients' review appointments with consultants are now overdue. In addition, there are 659 patients with review appointments already scheduled for 2022. Councillor Jerry McMonagall raised a number of questions regarding the matter at the latest sitting of the Regional Health Forum West. He says a number of avenues could be explored to address the backlog.
We had those patients that travelled from Donegal where maybe for podiatrists were kept for up to 10 days because there was no podiatrist access at the hospital or from the hospital here in Letterkenny. So yeah, it adds a burden on our areas. But we have a situation with the podiatrist and it's hard to get your head around. But there, in Skelly House, there's four community, what they call term community podiatrists stationed there. But apparently they don't have the authority to work out of Letterkenny University Hospital. And that's you know, it's just mind-blowing, to be honest. I can't for the life of me understand that, and we haven't got an acceptable answer to that. But that's one way that you could address the podiatrist situation. Some of those community podiatrists could be maybe moved up to the gatehouse at Letterkenny University Hospital and see diabetes patients there. Like, so, but it's just, as you say, it's just ongoing. It has been ongoing. A lot of promises and commitments have been made. And what all we can do, and what we pledge to do to the Diabetes Association, is to continue to raise the concerns and call for more resources to put into Donegal.
A marine biologist with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group has expressed concern after parts of the jaw and teeth were removed from the bodies of two sperm whales which washed up on beaches in Donegal last week. One of the female whales washed up in Mahry, the other in Malinhead. Sean O'Callaghan says souvenir hunters may have been responsible. He says this is both disrespectful and illegal.
Wednesday last week, two sperm whales were reported to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group in along the Donegal coast. There was one in Allen and one in the west. It seems within a day or so, the one that was in Mary, the jaw was taken off the animal. Then on Friday, I heard that the whale in Mallon had its jaw removed. If you're in possession of any body part from these animals, you have to have a license from the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And in addition to this, it's illegal to sell these teeth under the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species.
The HSE has given the green light for work to start on the new Dunfanaghy Primary Care Centre. The project was originally estimated to cost €2.5 million and its completion is set to be a major asset to the local community. The project has faced a lengthy delay, but Dr. Paul Stewart, a GP in Dunfanaghy, says it's hoped that the centre will be open within the year.
We're delighted there was a signature between the HSE and the provider, Glencar Healthcare, just yesterday. So all set to go and hopefully on site within the month, and that we will be opening the centre within the year. So really excited about it after a good, it was at least, I would say it's 10 years in the planning and the organising and all the rest of it.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal GAA home jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and Donegal are preparing again for a very important league meeting with Tyrone in Ballybuffet in the Alliance League Division 1. Declan Bonner's side go into this game on the back of their first defeat of the season last weekend in Kerry. And according to this morning's Donegal Democrat, Michael Langan will miss out again. He didn't travel to Killarney because of injury, and this weekend's game has come too soon for the talented St Michael's man. Michael Murphy, Keelan McGonigal and Jamie Brennan are all among the other absentees. We'll be looking ahead to that game on the Score programme this evening after 7 o'clock. Moving on to soccer, and Irish under 17 girls were in action in Spain today again. It's their second time this week in action, and two Donegal girls taking part for the Irish, Jodie Loughery and Kerry Loughery, both taking part in both of those games this week. Jodie Loughery actually scoring today for Ireland as they defeated Switzerland by 4-1. Kerry came on in that game as a sub, and it's her birthday this weekend, so congratulations to the both of them. And it's the second weekend of the new League of Ireland season. 5 games scheduled tomorrow night in the Premier Division, and there's another round of fixtures on Monday. For Finn Harps, there are 2 away games on the bounce, away to UCD and then Dundalk. The bad weather put paid to their season opener against Drogheda last weekend, and the Harps manager Ollie Horgan was saying that the postponement was disappointment with the heavy snow last week meant there was little anyone could do. But first up tomorrow night is UCD. Ollie is expecting another tough game.
Yeah, they're a proper side, and there's a lot of connections obviously with Finn Harps with players wise, you know, and indeed William McConnor, and his assistant manager there. You've Michael Gallagher, Sam, you know, a lot of players that did very well with us and moved on with scholarships to UCD and have got them promoted. We always struggle in Belfield over the years, and I think Friday will be no different. But it's a hugely difficult ask. They were a very, very good side, in particular at home in the big pitch.
And Derry City, they have a very big match tomorrow night as well. They're up against the champion Shamrock Rovers, and they've announced that all the tickets for tomorrow night's game have been sold out, and they've asked that anyone without a ticket do not travel to the ground, as there will be strictly no admission at the gate. Elsewhere, St. Petersburg is expected to be stripped of this season's Champions League final after UEFA condemned the Russian invasion of Ukraine. UEFA's executive committee meets tomorrow, when the decision to move the final will be rubber stamped. Meanwhile, the FAI say that they'll continue to communicate with both UEFA and the government. Stephen Kenny said they're due to go to Kiev for a Nations League game with Ukraine on June the 14th, 10 days prior Ukraine are due to visit Dublin. And an opposition MP in the UK says Roman Abramovich should no longer be allowed to own Chelsea. Chris Bryant says was reading from a 2019 Home Office document that said the Chelsea owner should not be allowed to base himself in the UK. Well, on the pitch, 6th place 7th in the Premier League tonight, as Arsenal entertain Wolves. Kick-off at the Emirates at 7:45. And Borussia Dortmund there without Erik Haaland, as they attempt to overturn a 4-2 first leg deficit to Rangers in the Europa League, the second leg of their playoff tie, which is due to start at 8 o'clock in Ibrox. And Celtic there 3-1 down to Bodo Glimt, going into their Conference League playoff second leg in Norway. That one's about to start at 5:45. While Leicester, they take a 4-1 advantage away to the Danes of Randers. In other news, League Two club Bradford City have confirmed the appointment of Mark Hughes as their new manager. Meanwhile, Championship side Peterborough have installed former Northern Ireland international Grant McCann as their new manager. And a Leicester fan has been sentenced to 4 months in youth custody after running onto the pitch and swinging punches at three celebrating Nottingham Forest players. 19-year-old Cameron Toner, an apprentice carpenter, has been handed a 10-year football banning order. Well, in athletics, it's been a fabulous week so far for the Donegal contingent competing at the European Masters Athletics Championships in Portugal. The action's continuing today with two of the 9 competing athletes in action. Catherine McDevitt and Martin Cunningham are both in action today. The championships in Braga continue throughout this weekend. And Athletics Ireland have selected a team of 8 athletes to compete at the European Throwing Cup to be held in Portugal next month. Finn Valley duo James Kelly and John Kelly are both named on that team to compete in the shot put. In rugby, Reece Ruddock will captain Leinster on his 200th appearance for the province tomorrow night. They take on the Emirates Lions in the United Rugby Championship. Joining him in the back row, Dan Levy makes his first appearance since November. Leinster also confirmed the signing of Munster's second row, Jason Jenkins, today. And in international news, Courtney Laws is back as captain of England for Saturday's Six Nations clash with Wales after a spell out with concussion. Head coach Eddie Jones has included centre Manu Tuilagi, and Wales, they've called up Tulupi Faletau and Josh Adams for the game at Twickenham. And flanker Rory Darge will start for Scotland for the first time as they face France at Murrayfield on Saturday in the Six Nations Rugby Union Six Nations. He's one of 3 changes to the side defeated by Wales in their last match. In golf, Shane Lowry's won over par with 4 holes remaining of his opening round at the Honda Classic in Florida on the PGA Tour. Patrick Harrington's first round is just underway. Peter Uihlein is the clubhouse leader after shooting a 3-under par round of 67. In boxing, Carly Noll lost her flyweight quarterfinal at the Strangia International Tournament in Sofia. She lost a unanimous decision to Ukraine's Tetna Cobb. And in cricket, Ireland have suffered a 7-wicket defeat to the United Arab Emirates in their T20 World Cup qualifier final in Oman. Having been set a target of 160, the UAE reached the total with 8 balls to spare. Both teams had already secured their place at in October's World Cup in Australia. And finally, for this evening, don't forget about our Score programme this evening, where we'll be looking ahead to all the weekend's action. We'll hear from Declan Boyle and Ollie Horgan as we preview the League of Ireland action. Former Donegal and Tyrone players Barry Monaghan and Pascal McConnell give their thoughts on Saturday night's eagerly anticipated league meeting in Ballybuffet. And Eugene Organ joins us ahead of Donegal's hurlers' trip to Wicklow. That's all on the Score tonight after the 7 o'clock news. Back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Weather now. Early tonight, we'll see clear spells and scattered showers of rain with sleet and high ground, but it will become drier overnight. Cold with minimum temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees, with frost and ice forming in sheltered areas. The closing headlines. The Housing Minister has confirmed that some of the regulations contained in the Enhanced Micro Redress Scheme will be signed today. The CEO of Donegal County Council, John McLaughlin, told a special meeting this afternoon that Minister Dara Ryan gave assurances that the regulations around engineering fees and emergency works would be signed this evening. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will travel to Brussels this evening for an emergency meeting of EU leaders. It's expected they'll agree fresh sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Strong winds have left hundreds of properties in Donegal without power. A severe wind warning is in place for the county until 7 o'clock this evening. And a marine biologist with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group has expressed concern after parts of the jaw and teeth were removed from the bodies of two sperm whales which washed up on beaches in Donegal last week. Sean O'Callaghan says souvenir hunters may have been responsible. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Farming News and Views with Chris Ashmore, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Highland's Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union, Rafoe Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, we'll be hearing about research into a plant-based protein and the potential for it to be grown by Irish farmers, processed in Ireland and sold to consumers with nutrition and the environment taken fully into account. But first, the Department of Agriculture will hold a series of public information sessions relating to Ireland's draft Common Agricultural Policy Strategic Plan for the period 2023-2027. Information sessions will take place at 11 venues across the country over the month of March, and there'll be a webinar on the 15th of March as well for those who want to attend online. And that webinar will be recorded and made available online as well. The information session in Donegal will be held on Wednesday, March the 30th, in the Clannery Hotel in Letterkenny. At the meetings, department staff will provide important information to farmers about the changes that will occur when the new CAP commences in 2023. In particular, the information sessions will cover direct payments, including entitlements, active farmer checks, agricultural activity and land eligibility changes, stocking rates, eco-schemes, details on the new agri-environmental climate measure, organic farming and other information that that farmers will need to know so they can best prepare for 2023. Ireland's draft Common Agricultural Policy Strategic Plan was submitted to the European Commission on the 31st of December, and approval of the plan is expected in September of this year. The National Hill Sheep Conference 2022 takes place this evening from 7 o'clock at the Clayton Hotel in Sligo, and there will be big Donegal interest. The event will also be streamed live through Zoom, and more details are on the Chagas website. Now, to reach our climate goals, we are told that most of us should reduce the amount of animal products we consume. Well, what if Ireland could produce a plant-based protein grown by Irish farmers, processed in Ireland and sold to consumers with nutrition and the environment taken fully into account? What if this were a financially viable option for farmers in which to diversify? If demand for these types of food is already present, why wouldn't we take advantage of the opportunity? Ireland could have a bright future in the cultivation and growing of crops for creating our own plant-based proteins. Two research projects are looking at the possibility of this, U-Protein and Protein-I. They are looking at the same broad concept, which is the idea that Irish crops could be grown for the production of highly nutritious plant-based proteins. To find out more, I've been speaking to Janine Kennedy, journalist, chef and food service specialist, who's been writing about it in this week's Irish Farmers Journal. Janine, this research, if successful, will provide an opportunity to innovate while hopefully helping us meet our agricultural climate goals. It certainly sounds exciting. So tell us, what exactly is going on?
Right. Well, I suppose the way I kind of shaped it in the article was kind of putting that out there, that whole idea of plant-based protein kind of making a lot of farmers' eyes roll into the back of their heads, you know, when you hear it, because it becomes kind of synonymous with veganism and with anti-dairy or anti-beef, but it's really not actually like that at all in this context. And I think it could be really exciting for tillage and horticulture farmers in Ireland for the future.
This is really an opportunity that could be grasped.
Absolutely, yeah. So there are two ongoing projects right now. Both are kind of dealing with Chagas and then a few other different institutions around Ireland. Queen's University Belfast, UCD, is leading one of them. And they're all working together to try and find, I suppose, a plant-based protein that is meeting our sustainability goals for agriculture and at the same time really high nutrition, because we know a lot of plant-based proteins that are on the market right now don't actually hold a candle to, you know, meat or dairy. And a lot of them are made with, highly processed ingredients, and they're not actually as healthy as you might think they are. So this is kind of what they're looking at. Can we develop a plant-based protein from, you know, using Irish crops, that's suitable for export, but also really, really high nutrition.
So just to make it clear, it's not the development of a new crop. It's about using existing crops to actually get the proteins.
Well, they're looking at existing crops and maybe changing the crop type slightly enough to make for higher nutrition or higher protein content. So there is one in particular that's looking at, you know, wheat, oats, barley, those kind of traditional crops that we would already be growing. And then they're also looking at things like quinoa, or I know that one project in particular is looking at certain varieties of roots and tubers that may not come from Ireland but can be adapted to our climate. So there is a lot, kind of broad range of research happening there. And to be honest, I'm not very science oriented, so it was difficult for me to grasp the concept at the very beginning. But really what they're trying to do is find something that's going to grow well here and quite sustainably, and something that they can then take the protein content out of.
Now, the two research projects that you mentioned are looking at U-protein and protein I. Can you explain a little bit more about the differences between them?
Yeah, for sure. So U-protein is largely taking place, it's being coordinated by Mark Fenelon, and he's based in Chagas in Moore Park. And they're looking at the actual kind of processing of the protein. How can we actually isolate the protein from the plant and remove it? And they're looking at, you know, taking kind of certain elements from what we already do when we're taking protein out of dairy, for example, when we make whey protein, the way that they isolate that protein and dry it into powder, and then they can send it out for export as an ambient food product. So basically what they're looking at there is how can we isolate these things, and how can we actually remove and process them, and then what can we make out of this that's going to be nutritious but also palatable? Because, you know, people aren't going to buy it unless it tastes nice at the end of the day. And then Protein I is taking a more whole systems approach. So they're looking at from the health of the soil all the way to the end health of the consumer. There's a huge element of human nutrition happening in that study. And it's being led by two professors in UCD. So Lorraine Brennan, she would be in charge of kind of the human nutrition element. And Fiona Duin, who's actually from Donegal, and she's a crop scientist, and she focuses on plant health. So they're looking at finding different varieties of crops and basically developing products that can be marketed as well. So they are similar in that they're both looking for this kind of happy medium, I suppose, of finding a plant-based protein that's going to be sustainable but also good for nutrition. But they're different in their actual kind of process and what they're looking at.
So it could be good news for Irish farmers, and also we could have a processing side, an added value side. So ultimately, for the country as a whole, plus, of course, the fact that it'll help in achieving climate goals, it could be a win-win situation.
Yeah, I really wanted to take the approach with this article that it wasn't anything to be afraid of if you're a traditional farmer. You know, we farm dairy here in Tipperary. And when I see research like this, it's more exciting to me to see that this is ongoing. And I know a lot of horticulture farmers are feeling, you know, the pinch right now. Some of them are really, really struggling. And it's a great if it can be a good lift to those in horticulture and IntelliJ, I think it's a brilliant kind of way for us to go. And if it puts more money in the farmer's pocket at the end of the day, all the better.
So to sum up, Ireland could have a bright future in the cultivation and growing of crops for creating our own plant-based proteins.
Who would have thought?
And that was Janine Kennedy, chef, writer and journalist. In other news this week, a ban on one-off rural housing has been ruled out by Minister of State for Planning and Local Government Peter Burke. The minister told Irish Country Living one-off rural housing will be accommodated under proposed rural housing guidelines. However, he did not comment on whether farmers are to be specifically mentioned in the proposed guidelines or if any specific provisions are to be put in place for them. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Highlands Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with Lifford Credit Union, who have recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call in to any of their three offices for more information or to make an appointment. Lifford Credit Union. Rafo Newton Lifford, supporting local farmers.
The obituary notice is for this Thursday evening, February the 24th. The death has taken place in Boston, Massachusetts, of Rose Gibbons, formerly Ohadrina Rosnakill Fanad. Funeral Mass on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church Mass Mount. Burial afterwards in Mass Mount Cemetery. The death has taken place of Daniel McElhaney, Dan, Main Street, Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his late residence from 8:30 this evening. Funeral leaving his home on Saturday morning at 22:11, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Comskys funeral directors. House is private to close friends and family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred in Cambridge of George Hampson, reposing at his daughter's residence at 20 Glenview, Clonbeg, Buncrana. Funeral on Saturday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Angus Freel Lawrence, formerly of 77 Ashlawn, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his parents Sally and Thomas Lawrence's residence, 37 Allendale, Ahilly, Buncrana. Funeral from there on Saturday afternoon at 12:15, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, Linsfort, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family and close friends only, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Gracie McBride, Gracie Mickey Murray, Middletown, Derrybeg. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Wake will be private to family and close friends. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Chop Pobblewora webcam. And the death has occurred of Florence McCafferty, Trusk Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Sheshe O'Neill. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The funeral mass will be streamed live on the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, direct to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.